and welcome to another edition of Fool's Daily. Today, I'm joined by Joel Henry.
How you, comrade? How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. It's unusual to be back on one of these, and on with you. My first Fool's Daily with another human being in the room.
I'm just in your imagination. You're really doing this solo.
Oh, boom.
We are going to talk about a board game that has been released again for a second edition, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that board game is something that we've already talked about on Fool's Daily, Cash and Guns.
Yep, Cash and Guns. I didn't realise it was coming out for a re-release myself. And when I was up at a Malifaux tournament up in Sunderland, it was there for sale. So I instantly grabbed the thing, having heard so many good reports about it before. And I certainly have not regretted one second of doing so.
Okay, so the first question from me would be, how much was it?
£22.50.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me! I'm there holding off on buying it, thinking it's going to. I haven't even looked on the internet, thinking it's going to be £40 or £50 like the version one that I have. I think I might go and look for one then.
it was half that price. It was great. I was, you know, amazing. You can't pick many board games up, with made of decent production quality for that kind of money. Most of the ones I find myself looking at around the £40 to £60 mark.
Yeah.
So I was very happy when that was the price tag.
So I'm guessing the quality of the components hasn't changed in terms of, you know, it's thick card. You've obviously got I'm guessing you get the foam guns. They're not cardboard, are they?
No, it's foam guns. There's eight of them.
Eight?
In the pack. Yes.
So you get two more than the original box.
Yep. You've got good quality thick card, nicely colourful printed characters that stand up. The money itself is good quality card as well. I've played a dozen or so games of it, and sometimes on the floor, sometimes on tables, with things getting chucked about, and there's been no scuffing or anything to the edge of any components. It's spot on.
Okay, so did you play the first edition?
No, I never did. I've seen it played.
Oh, you've seen it played, so you've got
not
an idea.
Played it. No, yeah, but I've never played the first one. It's just the second one.
Okay, so let's go through, let's see if we can work out what the differences are.
Okay. So, should we start with the second one and then sort of work backwards? And you can tell me how things have changed.
Yeah, you carry on with the second edition and I'll go, oh, that's different.
The game's 4 to 8 players this time around.
That's different.
due to the number of guns, I assume. Give everyone a gun, give everyone a character card who sort of stands near them to represent them. One person, the oldest person, also gets a little desk card to represent them being the godfather.
Okay.
Was that something from the first game?
It's the most experienced person or the one who knows the game best takes the quick reference card and he will be the godfather.
Yeah.
It's very sexist as well.
Yeah, oldest, just put it down. then the route gets put out in the centre of the table for a particular round. Everyone gets some bullets assigned to them. Let's make sure we get the setup right. There are 8 bullets for you playing 8 rounds, 5 of which are clicks or blanks, and 3 of which are bangs that actually do some damage to one of the opposing players.
All right, so that's different as well. We don't, in the first edition, you have a triple bang card. So there was this priority idea of the triple bangs being revealed first and then the single bangs.
There are no triple bangs in this.
Oh, game. I want to know who the extra characters are, because you said there's 8 characters.
If I had it right in front of me. Being at school, I'd read them out quite happily. But unfortunately, I'm not. I haven't memorised all the names yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
There's no triple bang anymore. So you get those all given to you, and you can choose whether you're going to play a quick or a bang in a particular round. Then you weigh out the loot, and there is a piece that represents the Godfather, so someone else could become the Godfather. And then there are eight loots that go down, some of which are cash, some of which are diamonds, some of which are artwork, and there's also the ability to get bullets back and healing packs as well.
Oh, okay.
To recover some wounds.
So there's a difference in the loot there, and there's a difference in the bullets and healing packs as well.
Yeah, the idea is you can if you pick a bullet from the loot, you can trade one of your bullets, be it quick or bang. I'd assume you probably chuck a quick away. Or you can chuck that away unrevealed and take a bang from the discarded pile.
Right, okay.
So there's only a couple of these things and a couple of the heals. They're not very prevalent, but they are there.
Yep.
And can change the game, especially in the later rounds. Which they come up then. So once all the loot's dished out, you then choose a bullet you're going to use and put it face down in front of you. And then the Godfather counts down, and when he gets to zero, everybody decides who they're going to point their gun at.
Yep.
Normally this causes huge hilarity and recriminations and banter at that point. Then the Godfather can choose to have one player of his choice redirect his shot. You can say you must, to make them choose a different target. He can't specify who they choose, but they can specify that they no longer shoot who they're shooting at.
Okay, so that's different as well. There's no redirection. There was a special sort of superhero power called, I think it was the Kid, and he didn't have to choose who he was pointing his gun at until everyone had done their pointing, and then he'd go, I think I'll shoot you.
Yeah, there are these superpowers as well on top of this.
So they've kept those as well.
Yeah, there are superpower cards. We've only used those a couple of times. But yeah, those exist as well, and there's 16 of them.
Okay.
So there's lots of variety in who has what power if you play with them. So after the Godfather has asked someone to redirect, you then decide if you're going to chicken out or not by, on the count of a three, knocking down your figure if you wish to give up. In which case, you don't get shoot, you don't get shot, but you no longer take part in the share of the loot either.
So is there still a concept of shame? Because there were shame markers in the first game.
No,
so
not you, had these.
If you chickened out, basically you took a shame marker, and that counted as minus $5,000, I think it was.
Oh, right. No, that's not it anymore. You just don't get anything.
Right. And the original game had 10 superpowers, so there's an increase in the superpower cards. So you got double the amount of players, the max amount of players by the looks of this.
Yeah. It's twice the number of players, yeah.
Yeah.
So then anyone left up who didn't get shot then can share the route between them. Starting with the Godfather, if they're up, the Godfather chooses a piece of route, rather than dividing the route evenly by the number of players, which I believe it used to be done.
Yes.
This time the Godfather selects and chooses a piece, which could be the ability to retain being Godfather. It could be just the piece off the pile. Then the next person around to his left chooses a piece that's still upright. And so when it goes around, it gets back to the Godfather. He chooses a second piece, if there's one there. And it keeps going around until all the pieces have been removed from the table. So all nine, the Godfather ownership and the eight pieces, will disappear. And then for the next round, you'll weigh out eight new pieces of loot.
Is it always eight? Is it per number of player? Or is it
no,
always
it's
eight?
Always eight.
Okay, fair enough. And the other thing, I don't know if we missed it out, was after the bottling out bit, do you then reveal how does the mechanism for seeing who's shot work? Do you flip the bang cards, or
so that anyone who chickened out doesn't have to reveal their bullet?
Yeah, but it's discarded.
They're just discarded. Yeah. Anyone who is still up flips and reveals their bullets, whether it's a quick or a bang.
Right.
And then so everyone can see who's getting shot and who isn't getting shot.
Right.
And all those then get discarded face up.
You still have wound markers and
you
lines.
You do. Or bandage markers. Yeah, or cardboard bandages that actually fly quite well, like shuriken, we found out. You're throwing them at people. And they've got quite...
You need to use a rubber band. You need to use the rubber band to flick them around.
Quite good frisbee action. And
How many lives have you got?
Three each.
Okay, so that's the same as well.
Yeah, there is a superpower that can take you up to five, though. A bulletproof vest. But yeah, it's three each. So as long as you're still in and haven't been lost out yet, you carry on to the next round. One thing, if you are shot and lose all your three lives, it doesn't matter how much loot you had at the end, you don't count for the scoring. It's just the people who are still alive at the end.
Yes, yeah, so that's the same as well, Lee.
The loot's counted up. The money's easy to count. You just add it up at the end of the game. The diamonds, there's also a bonus 60,000 for who has the most diamonds.
Okay.
That comes to them at the end. So if you've got four diamonds, and that's more than any other player, you also get a bonus 60,000 cash. There's a nice huge diamond marker that comes to you, very blingy. And the art accumulates, so the more art you have, the more it's worth.
Oh, lovely. I like that idea.
So if you have one piece of art, it's worth 4,000. I think two is 8,000. I think three, it's about 16,000. If you have four, it's worth 32,000. So if you go being an art collector on the route, you can quickly rack up quite a huge score.
Okay.
But other people see you doing this.
So I presume the game still ends when all bullets are done, or if there's one person standing?
Yes, you have eight rounds. And if there's only one person standing, they win. And otherwise, you then calculate the score at the end of the eight bullets and see who has the most money.
Cool. So... any flavour for some of the superpowers? You've mentioned the vest and the what was the other thing? I can't remember. You've played a couple of games with them as well? Are they randomly dealt out?
They are, yes. Right. And that's how we've been doing. There's a couple that are quite interesting. There is one, like you said, the kid who can choose to redirect. He chooses his shot after everyone else has chosen. But then the Godfather does that before the Godfather redirects. So everyone will point the gun, the kid will point their gun, and then the Godfather gets to say, which is interesting mechanic.
Yeah.
There's one that if you're pointing a bang at someone and they're chicken out and you reveal that you would have shot them, you get to take a piece of their loot.
Right, yep.
That's called the professional. So he's getting paid one way or the other. So he's quite fun.
Have they still got the grenade in there as well?
No, there's not a grenade. No. Okay. There is something called the dealer who, at the beginning of each round, he can choose another player, and he can swap one of his bullets with a random one chosen from the person he chooses. So he can give away a quick and a random to that player. And randomly choose one of their cards in the hope of getting a bang. The arms dealer. That could be quite interesting. He's funny. I've had some wonderful comments go around the table when he's come out.
I was going to say the Godfather token or whatever is part of the loot. So that gets chosen as well. So it the does. Godfather... Unless the Godfather who was existing in that round picks it up as well and wants to stay the Godfather, it potentially moves about then by the sounds of things.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot. Because if the Godfather picks that first, they're giving up their chance of having first choice of the actual money.
Yep.
So you're taking the Godfather costs you in terms of the win condition of the game, but it does give you an element of protection in the game because if you suddenly have two guns pointing at you, You can redirect one away.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea. I like the little tweaks that they've done. I like the simplification to a certain extent with revealing, getting rid of the triple bangs.
Yeah, the game flows really easily.
Yeah.
It's been fun every single time we've played it.
Is there any advanced missions or anything like that in there, or is that it essentially for the game?
No, nothing I've read so far. We've just kept it to the sort of simple games at the moment because everyone just seems to be enjoying them a lot.
And do you know if there's any talk about an expansion? Because there was the Yakuza expansion as well, which had the shuriken and the sawn-off shotgun.
Ooh, no, I've looked into this, but I haven't seen anything around yet.
Okay. So
It may come out, but I haven't been able to find anything online that would tell me there's one on the way.
Fair enough. So it looks as though, as far as I'm concerned, it's been tweaked to become a much better game that flows a little bit better, taking out some of the sticky things, I'd say. Because I did find the triple bangs, even though they, you know, it was easy to understand, it did seem to get in the way a little bit sometimes.
So was it that a triple bang would, you know, effectively beat a bang to the punch? Would be a quicker draw?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Essentially, a triple bang would you'd reveal the triple bangs first. So if somebody got shots and they were trying to shoot you with a bang bullet, they wouldn't necessarily... Yeah, wouldn't get you, basically. So there was a priority sort of stuff.
Now you can happily just shoot each other. If you
both I'm assuming the guns are still orange, are they?
They're a black gun with an orange front end.
Oh, so that's to comply with the...
Comply with safety ones, yeah.
The VCR bill, wasn't it? The Violent Crime Reduction Bill.
Yeah. But they're great. They feel wonderful in the hand. You can spin them quite nicely on your finger as well. And...
No, that's dangerous, because if you haven't got the safety on, it might go off.
I think with the foam, we might be okay. We are planning on maybe going for single-shot Nerf guns, though.
Oh, really?
We think that might be a laugh. And I can get them cheaply enough.
Do you know what? That would be such a great upgrade for the game in terms of, right, you give up your foam guns for some Nerf guns.
Actually get shot, yeah.
Cool. That sounds like an idea for a Kickstarter for them.
Yeah, they can tie in with Nerf. That'd be win.
So at £22.50,
bargain.
It's a bargain as far as I'm concerned for a party stroke wargaming after you've had a few bevies wind down type game.
Oh yeah, and even just it's something you can play happily with. Like I have at school with the kids at school. They just love it, love it.
Well, it drops, strangely enough, it's dropped into one of those crossover games because I've played it with the family. And it's the whole thing of pulling a gun on your partner or your you know someone that you just don't like at the moment type thing or just for fun type thing as well.
I mean, at school, who doesn't want to pull a gun on them? Do you give them a chance where they can, you know, pretend to shoot the teacher? They're going to want that.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. So apart from that, I can't think of anything else to ask or. Or I can't see any other differences. You know, the advanced mission was something that I never ever played in the first game, where it could only be played with 5 to 6 players, and it was essentially about it was called A Cop in the Mafia, where one of the group of players was essentially a cop, and there was a sort of countdown thing where the police were on their way. So I've never actually played it to see how it works. So I'd be interested to see if that can transfer potentially into the new game as well. Because that
sure it wouldn't be too difficult to do something like that.
No, exactly right. Yeah. Apart from that, I think it's a case of go out and buy it, but yeah, not before I've bought one.
I think I'm just so glad it's available again because I remember looking for the original Cash and Guns and not being able to find it anywhere. At any money.
I was lucky. I think I got one of the... I never bought it on eBay or anything like that. I bought it from, you know, an LGS, but it was... Yeah. I'm sure it was about £40 or £50 when I bought it.
Yeah. No, I got this one from Warhammer, who was the Rogue Lane thing up in Sunderland, and £22.50, absolute no-brainer.
It's on Amazon for £22.97 at the moment. There you go.
There you go. Definitely pick it up, guys. You won't regret it for a gaming group.
Strangely enough, there's a Cash and Guns extension on Amazon, only one left in stock for $34.99 as well.
Yes, sir. Ooh.
There you go. Anyway, thank you very much. I think apart from that, I've been Conrad.
And I've been Joel.
Goodbye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.